أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتولوا قوما غضب الله عليهم قد يئسوا من الآخرة كما يئس الكفار من أصحاب القبور. صدق الله العظيم. This is the last ayat of Surah Mumtahanah, and the crux of this surah, and this is the beautiful composition of the surah also, that where it started, it ends also on the same note. The starting of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala told us that we must not befriend the non-believers. And we at the end again, after all the various things that we have gone through, that we saw the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they sacrificed, it's so hard to understand and for us to believe, but what they proved themselves to be more superior than the malaika also, that what they loved, they gave preference to the love of Allah Ta'ala. Their families also, their wives also, everything they had given preference to Allah Ta'ala. So here now, by way of conclusion, in the short last ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains to us that if we also, today we don't have to make all those sacrifices they had to make, leaving their children one place, having to separate from their wives just for the sake of Islam, that for example the wife did not accept Islam, and the woman folk also were so strong, if the husband did not accept Islam, she left him and she went away from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif. What a great sacrifice. And then when they were tested there by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he took the bay'at from them that they will remain firm on deen. So from all that we see the great qualities of the Sahaba. On the other hand, we have to appreciate very greatly that Allah Ta'ala has given us Islam ready-made on the plate. And most of us, we are such that we are born in Muslim homes. Everyone is a Muslim. We don't have to face all those difficulties and hardships which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to face. So Allah Ta'ala says that if we want to practice upon deen and we want progress in deen, is to be firm on deen, istiqamat on deen, and we want to progress on deen, then we should not befriend the non-believers also. The ulama have written in great detail to what extent it is that we have relationships with non-believers. Like for example, in business we are allowed to do business with non-believers. We have neighbors who are non-believers, we treat them well, we treat them in a good way. All that is quite in order, but to become bosom friends, close friends, which today at schools, at universities, and then it leads to marriages also, that a person just for the sake of love marries a non-Muslim also, which is also unfortunately becoming very common. So all these things, in order to avoid it, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O those who believe, la tatawallaw qawman ghadiballahu alayhim. Mat dosti karo un logo se, ke ghussa hua hai Allah, se Allah ka un par. Do not have this close to friendship with those people on whom Allah's anger has descended. Allah's wrath and anger, the non-believers, therefore they are non-believers. It is Allah's anger and wrath that they don't believe in the Creator, the one who nourishes them, sustains them. They don't acknowledge, they don't believe in the Akhirat, particularly in the life of the Qabr, they don't believe. So those who are the enemies of Allah, how can you become their friends? So this is the main message, that those who are enemies of Allah Ta'ala and Allah's anger is descending upon them, how can you become friends with such people? And these are such people, قَدْ يَئِسُوا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ, who are astur chuke hai pichle ghar se. They have no hope of the year after. They don't believe in the year after. They don't believe there is life after death. So those people, and that is one of the main causes of their disbelief, that they just could not comprehend that how can a person, when he's dead, his body be brought back to life again. When his body will decompose, when it is thousands of years in the ground, how will Allah Ta'ala bring it back? But so many instances in the Quran Sharif itself, in the Hadith Sharif, Allah has explained, and it comes in the Hadith, that for Allah Ta'ala, just one command of kun, and that person will be resurrected. That a person who, for example, had made this wasiyat to his children, that when I die, you must burn me. And then my body, you must make the ash of it, you must crush it and make it very, very fine. Then on a very windy day, you must scatter all that away so that it goes all in different ways. When he did all this, Allah just said, be, and he became alive immediately. So for Allah Ta'ala, it is not difficult at all. But this non-believers, that is one main thing which they do not believe. And we must make shukr that we have been taught by Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in detail in the Quran. And our ulama have taught us that we have firm belief in the life of the hereafter. Firm belief in barzakh, that when we are in the qabr, there is life there also. كَمَا يَئِسَ الْكُفَّارُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْقُبُورِ جیسے our story منکروں نے قبر والوں سے, just like the people, the non-believers, they have no hope whatsoever from the people who are in the qabr. That is, they don't believe in the akhirah, they don't believe in resurrection. They have no hope whatsoever that these people will be resurrected and brought back to life, and there will be life in the qabr till the day of qiyamah, which is known the life of barzakh. Or it refers to that the people who have died, the kuffar, and now they have seen clearly the life of the year after. And they were non-believers, so they see the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Now they are totally despondent and lose hope of Allah's mercy. Because they left this world with kuffar. And they seeing now Allah's azab, so they've got no hope whatsoever of Allah's mercy now, because there is no forgiveness for them. So this is how Allah Ta'ala has ended the surah, so that we can also, if we want our iman to be strong and to have the pleasure of Allah, the main thing in the surah which Allah Ta'ala has underlined, don't befriend the non-believers. Don't become so close and bosom friends with them. Like here, for example, the starting of the surah, the instance of Hazrat Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he sent a message to the people of Makkah so that they can look after his children. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out to conquer Makkah and there happens to be a conflict, he wanted to protect his children. But he was a genuine Muslim. Allah Ta'ala forgave him. But Allah made this the basis for us to understand that we must not make our blood ties stronger than our dini and imani ties. Our iman must be the strongest, and it must be the greatest love that we have is for Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us, and for this a continuous effort is required to sacrifice for deen and sacrifice our desires, then inshaAllah, Allah will bless us with that quality.